Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's turn now to Revere, where today a rare tornado touched down, uprooting trees, turning over cars, and ripping roofs off houses. It was the first tornado to hit Revere in more than 60 years, but there was good news, too. Here's Mayor Dan Rizzo.
Given the magnitude of the storm, it's really a miracle that nobody sustained more serious injuries.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is in Revere and joins us now. Jack, first of all, tell us what you've seen around Revere. How bad is it?
Well, I tell you what, Meghna, it's a lot better than it was this morning when I got here around 10:30, 11 o'clock or so, but it's really a mess. There are trees down everywhere. Most of the power lines, at least that I've seen, are at least clear. They're not fixed. Most of the city is still without power. But there are a lot of trees down. What's really interesting, I'm standing about half a block away from this piece of tin roof. That tin roof came three blocks. It flew three blocks through the air from a skating rink on the other side of Route 16 in Revere Beach Parkway. Now, Revere Beach Parkway, that's where the worst damage is. That's where you see trees onto houses, trees onto cars. I saw one house, more than one house, a couple of houses, where the roofs had been completely ripped off. But like Mayor Rizzo said, no injuries, and that is really, really remarkable.
That is amazing. And as you mentioned, customers, a lot of people in Revere without power. I'm seeing that National Grid is reporting that at least 3,200 customers are still without power. And the main concern, of course, is getting the streets clear of all those trees and power lines and debris that you were describing. We've got some tape here of Scott McLeod from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency talking about what the plans are to clear up the damage.
There are trees uprooted, trees on cars. The emergency personnel are out here are still trying to get organized and really right now just get the streets cleared. I just heard one police officer going through Main Street or Medford Street right here in front of City Hall telling people that if they don't move their cars right now, they're going to be towed.
Interesting. So, Jack, tell me a little bit more. What are the Revere residents telling you? I mean, it's the first tornado in 60 years. It must have caught them quite off guard.
Oh, my God. Well, I talked to one guy, Luis Fonseca. He lives right here about two blocks from Revere Beach Parkway, and this is really one of the epicenters of this storm. Now, he says he was downstairs, and his niece was upstairs in her bedroom, and I guess a tree branch came through her window, just flew right through the window, broke the window, and all this debris started coming in and started swirling around the room like a mini tornado inside the room. He says he grabbed both of them, ran downstairs. He says he can't believe it. They stayed downstairs in the basement for 20 minutes, even after things got quiet, until they started hearing other people outside. A lot of folks, fortunately, I've talked to, they say they do have insurance, so they're going to be all right. As far as getting the streets clear here, a lot of the streets are starting to get clear. They're not open yet, but they are at least clear of debris. It's still going to be some time, though, before they're all open and traffic is moving normally. Again, no power here, no street lights, so it's still going to be slow going.
Wow, and the National Weather Service is saying that there's still a severe thunderstorm watch for New England in effect until sunset. Primary dangers now being high winds and possible hail. Jack Lepiarz, reporter for WBUR, speaking to us from Revere. Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, stay with us. Coming up, we'll take a deeper look at the governor's plan to temporarily house immigrant children in Massachusetts and why it's touched such a nerve in this state. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.